When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, I'm K-Town, and on this edition of Mysterious Radio.
I'm a computer programmer. I have a graduate degree in computer science, and I worked for about 12 years at IBM and Ford Motor Company as a computer consultant. And I started experiencing weird things a few years ago when I lived in the Detroit suburbs. And then those things also happened after I moved to Atlanta briefly for a few months, and then in San Jose, California, Los Angeles, California, and also in Las Vegas. So I started basically, you know, documenting all these things, because these things, they sound kind of delusional and schizophrenic for people who never experienced these things, themselves. For example, I'll start with a couple of things that happened when I lived in Detroit suburbs. When I came home from work in the evening, for example, all the lights in my apartment were turned on, and the rice cooker setting was set to high, and the bread toaster setting was set to high. You know, things like this started happening, and it was kind of scary, you know. Like I thought maybe somebody is entering my apartment when I was not there and doing all these things to psychologically torture me. So, and it started, when I was there in Detroit area. And after that, I moved to Atlanta a few months later, and I was there briefly for about 9 months, and these things happened even in Atlanta. So then I realized, maybe these things are being done by something else and not by, human beings. Because I don't have
stop right there,
enemies.
Tyrone. I wanted to ask you, okay, so in Detroit is when that is really creepy, by the way. You come home, the lights are turned on, and all these, I guess, were they appliances that were turned on as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so when you got to Atlanta, tell me exactly what happened to you in Atlanta.
For example, in Atlanta, same thing happened. When I came home in the evening, the lights were turned on, the bathroom door was locked from the inside, and items in the bedroom were moved to the living room. I mean, from the living room to the bedroom, and bedroom to the living room. It was kind of a psychological torture. And
like what items? Like big items from room to room?
Like small items, okay. Like pens or chapsticks. And sometimes they, items like small boxes or small boxes were also moved from one room to the other.
Do you mind if I ask you, were you living by yourself, or are you married or have kids?
I was living by myself at the time. And I didn't have any enemies, absolutely no enemies. I had perfectly, clean record, criminal record, and I never did drugs in my entire life. I was not in contact with any, antisocial elements. I never participated in any protests. I never, participated in any political discussions. I never voted. I am a US citizen, but I never voted because I was never interested in politics, you know. So my life was basically 9 to 5, you know, working and then enjoy the evenings with friends, going out, you know, for dinner or movies, you know, watching sports and stuff like that. So even in Atlanta, these things happened. And I hired a private investigator to find out what's going on, you know, if these things are being done by, you know, some people or, you know, to find out what's going on. So I paid them a lot of money. And I also felt as if I was being stalked, followed, you know, things of that nature. And initially, I thought, why would anybody follow me, you know? Like, I didn't commit any crime. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just a normal 9-to-5 working guy. And the private investigators did some, you know, thorough investigation. Took their own time. They also swept my car for any, you know, surveillance devices. If anybody is, you know, anybody put me under surveillance, they looked for like GPS trackers in my car. And they brought some electronic equipment and they basically did swept my car. And they didn't find anything. And after that, I moved to San Jose, California. And these things started happening again, you know. And sometimes things happened even when I was in the apartment. For example, a Coke can I kept in the top rack in the refrigerator was moved to the middle rack when I was still in the apartment, you know. So these things were happening quite frequently.
Wait, say that again. Repeat that for me.
Like in a Coke can, you know, like Coke.
Right.
Like can. It was in the top shelf of the refrigerator, the fridge.
Right.
And after a couple of hours, I was still in the apartment. I was alone. And the Coke can was moved to the middle rack.
Oh, wow. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I also kept, you know, documentation of all these things happening, you know, and I stored it. I copied it to a USB, you know, pen drive, and then I kept it under the pillow when I slept, just to make sure that nobody, you know, steals it, so I don't lose the documentation. And when I woke up in the morning, the USB drive was on the carpet instead of under the pillow on the bed in the morning.
Did you put it inside the pillowcase and slept on it?
No, I didn't.
You just put it. Okay, gotcha.
I kept it under the pillow. So likewise, and I installed ADT security systems, you know, to make sure, you know, nobody's playing games with me, nobody's, you know, playing pranks. And the security system, for some reason, never worked. And it was giving false signals to the ADT security system company. And they sent 2 or 3 different technicians to my apartment to check what the problem is on the panel, security panel. They changed it to a different manufacturer security panel. But all 3 panels over a period of 3 to 4 weeks, they all malfunctioned. And they couldn't figure it out why these panels are not working or these panels are being broken, you know, like malfunctioning. And they didn't understand.
Stop right there. Okay. All right. So tell me about the malfunction. Are they picking up, you know, because you can put those different sensors in there where they pick up motion and things like that, and then they'll go off. Was it picking up motion or an intrusion in your apartment and nothing was happening?
Yeah, they were picking intrusion and there was nothing happening in my apartment. Nobody broke into my apartment, but they were getting signals that there was some intruder in the apartment. No, things of that nature.
What, okay, from your door, from your front door,
yeah,
or window,
front door,
or where?
From the front door.
Did it ever pick up motion alerts, like something was moving inside?
No. No, absolutely not.
Did you have cameras installed?
Later, I installed cameras, like the CCTV cameras, inside. And they also malfunctioned. They didn't work either.
What were they doing? Just not, tell me what they were doing exactly.
Basically, the CCTV stopped functioning. They stopped recording. after a period of time, like after an hour and a half or something, it stopped working. So it was turned off. Somebody turned off, but nobody entered with my apartment.
That's weird.
So it was remotely turned off. You know, somebody was doing it. I didn't know at the time what was happening. So all these things, you know, they were spooking me out. And I will give you a few more examples. I kind of play poker, like semi-professionally. So once I went to Las Vegas to play a WSOP poker tournament. I stayed at Rio Casino. That's where the poker tournament, you know, is conducted every year, every summer. In 2008, this happened in 2008. So I played poker and came home. Since these things were happening to me at the time, I locked the door. I was on the 25th or 27th floor. I don't remember exactly, since it happened in 2008. So I locked the door and I blocked the door with a couple of chairs. And then I went to sleep. And I have a habit of applying chapstick on my lips before going to sleep. So I did. And then I kept the chapstick right next to me, right next to the bed on the end table. But when I woke up in the morning, the chapstick was moved to a different table near the kitchen in the morning. And I have absolutely no habit of, you know, sleepwalking or, you know, waking up in the middle of the night. I didn't have any physical or mental problems, nothing whatsoever. I was in perfect physical and mental shape. So these things, you know, kept happening. So at that time, I didn't understand how the hell did this chapstick move from the end table right next to my bed to the table near the kitchen in the hotel room on the 25th floor, even though I closed the door, locked the door, chain locked it, and then I blocked the door with two chairs, you know. So I eventually found out a few years ago in 2019 approximately that these things are being done by non-human intelligence, which exists in the air, the ether around us, all over the world. And this was mentioned by former CIA agent Jim Semivan. His last name is S-E-M-I-V-A-N, Semivan. And his first name is James. He goes by the name Jim, Jim Semivan. So he disclosed to the public, I think last year, and he said, there is a whole other reality that surrounds us that we just simply don't have the ability to see or interact with. And he worked for CIA for 25 years. And he also said, there is some kind of non-human intelligence that is living with us on this planet. There is a force out there that can control our environment and put thoughts into our heads, lie to us, and deceive us. And he also said he had his own experiences with alien-like beings that started happening to him and his wife in their bedroom in 1990. And he said the event was real and it was not his hypnagogic or dream state, that these things were real. These things were happening to him like intermittent poltergeist activity in their home.
Like what? I mean, do you remember some of the things that he said?
He didn't explicitly, you know, tell the public what he experienced, but he meant something like, I just told you what I experienced, like things being moved, you know, lights being turned on, and, you know, bathroom door being locked from the inside, things of that nature. But he didn't explicitly mention, he said he and his wife experienced intermittent poltergeist activity.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Which I also experienced for the last 20 years, literally every day, almost every day.
Every day, even right now, where you are right now, no matter where you go, you still experience it.
Yeah, exactly. I experience the same things. And the funny thing is, like I said before, I kept, you know, pulling the hair out of my head, you know, to figure it out what is going on, what is all this stuff. I never understood, but things became clear. In the last 2 to 3 years, after I read, I did some research and I found out all these couple of experts who told the public that there is some non-human intelligence, like an alien-like intelligence, which is living with us on this planet. And I'm sure you heard of Yuval Noah Harari. He is a historian, and he's also an advisor for World Economic Forum, WEF. Yeah. And he said, I will read it to you. Just give me 1 second. And he said, the new thing, there is a kind of alien presence on Earth. A new alien intelligence has invaded our lives, not from a distant planet, but from the laboratories, artificial intelligence. It will be a game changer. It can make decisions on its own. It can analyze us. It can hack us. And WEF CEO, his name is Klaus Schwab. And he also said, today we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. And this technology is so advanced, there is nothing any human being can do to stop it. That's what he said.
So Klaus, is he on video somewhere?
He's on videos on YouTube, Rumble. You can find anywhere. And if you want, I will email you. I have all that information. If it is a video podcast, you know, I could have showed all those videos right now. I could have played those videos for the audience. But since we are an audio podcast, no, I can't do it. So, but I'll be more than happy to email you all these videos about, you know, these experts, like artificial intelligence experts, former CIA agents. And there is another lady. Her name is Eleanor Powells. She is artificial intelligence director at Wilson Center in New York. And she recently said, like 2 years ago, I think, she said, artificial intelligence in the very near future, it will follow us like our personal ghosts or digital avatars. That's what she said. The technology will be so advanced in the very near future, human beings will be followed by their own personal ghosts or digital avatars. So when I read all these things, then it became clear, oh shit, these things are being done by this artificial intelligence or non-human intelligence, NHI, like that former CIA agent said. So then it became clear, okay, nobody's, you know, doing this, like no human beings are doing this to me. All these things are being done by some non-human intelligence, which has like alien-like intelligence, and it exists in the air around us, all over the world. Because I experienced these things even on airplanes and even in airports. For example, when I flew from Las Vegas to JFK airport, there was a layover for a couple of hours in JFK. So I landed in the morning. So I started, you know, having some breakfast, like donuts. And while eating donuts in the airport, you know, I consciously made sure that the sugar flakes didn't fall on my jacket or on my lap while eating. I was very careful. So after like 30 to 40 seconds, the sugar flakes suddenly appeared on my jacket, on the chest area, around the chest area. You know, like they appeared out of thin air. So these things have been happening to me for the last 20 years, and I'm 100% positive that I'm not imagining these things, and I don't have absolutely no psychological problems. These things are real. I can publicly debate with any person on this planet, any person, anywhere, regardless of their experiences, like regardless of their intelligence level. And I can explain all these things, you know, who is doing it, how these things are being done. And right now, I'm 100% positive that these things are being done by this non-human intelligence, which has alien-like intelligence. It has god-like powers. It can literally do anything it wants.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like it's like it's, I just had a story. I just released an episode about, well, it was titled Gray Aliens and Artificial Intelligence. And she was saying that they are literally hacking into our existence,
exactly.
Doing things to us. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Yeah. I got to ask you a lot of questions here. Tell me something, Tyrone. Are other people seeing this as well? I mean, I imagine, you know, you still have friends and you go out and do things. Does it like you describe things that are happening like, in your home, say you're at a restaurant, are things happening when you're out and about, like in your car?
Yes.
And maybe in a shopping center or something? Are things like that happening? Can you tell us about some of that?
Yeah, sure. These things happen to me, you know, everywhere, regardless of my physical location, whether I was in a movie theater in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, or whether I, you know, was in a grocery store like Albertsons and malls, you know, like JCPenney or something like that, in restaurants, for example. So even when I was, let's say, I was having dinner or lunch with friends, you know, and I was eating some Chinese fried rice or something, suddenly the rice particles on my plate, they move, like they moved, you know, on their own without my interference. It's kind of weird, you know. So it's like this non-human intelligence is following me everywhere and mentally torturing me. That's what's happening to me. For example, I will give you a couple of other examples. Like I went to Albertsons and I was there around nighttime, like 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the night. There were hardly any customers, hardly any shoppers. So I was trying to pick up a mountain high yogurt from the bottom aisle. I was about to bend and pick up a yogurt carton. Before I touched anything, this non-human intelligence in the air, it kicked one of the cartons and it fell on the side. One carton fell on the side. It's like 1 pound or something like that, I think. Actually 2 pounds. It's very heavy. You know, it's a big carton. And it fell on its side on its own. And I instantly knew this non-human intelligence or artificial intelligence with alien-like powers kick that carton just to harass me.
Do you have any kind of idea why it chose to be so prevalent in your life?
A couple of reasons. One is I have extraordinary perception abilities. I'm extremely sensitive to the things that happen in the space around me. I can perceive things very fast. For example, my mother used to say when I was a teenager that I have extraordinary perception abilities. So that I can sense things very fast. And I have something like a sixth sense. That's what she used to say when I was a teenager. At that time, you know, I kind of ignored it because, okay, maybe it's because my mother, she said it because, you know, she's my mother. But now, in the last few years, after I noticed all these things, after I perceived all these things, then I realized, you know, what she said was true, that I have extraordinary perception abilities. And I also have third eye. A third eye is basically, my pineal gland, it's called a third eye. It's when your brain is achieves higher consciousness, the third eye opens. So that's what happened. This pineal gland, or a third eye, is a gateway to higher consciousness. And so because of that reason, I'm able to perceive all these things in a fraction of a second. I perceive things very fast. And it's faster reflexes is also a feature of the third eye. Sadhguru is a spiritual guru. He explained the concept of third eye. You can see those videos on YouTube also. This third eye concept was explained in Vedas and Upanishads, written like 2,000 to 3,000 years ago by Indians. And it says the third eye is not a physical organ. It represents the metaphysical manifestation of the power of mind over the physical world. And this third eye will allow a person to transcend the space and time. Great powers of mind are enabled. That's what books written 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. They're called Vedas and Upanishads, written by Indians. This concept was explained in detail in those books. So for me, it appears as if my knowledge is amalgamated with time and space. That's how it appears to me, my brain.
Are you able to, have you ever seen actually anything, like perceived maybe a being or something around you at any point in time?
Absolutely not. I did not perceive any physical thing around me.
What about feeling anything? Have you ever felt anything?
Yes, I felt a few times like as if somebody is touching my hair on top of my head. Like I felt somebody touched my hair on top of my head, or touch my hand. But it doesn't feel like, a physical thing. It's like some air is blown, on your head. And that's how it felt. But there is another incident that happened. I will explain. I flew from Las Vegas to JFK, and then JFK to Doha in Qatar. It's an international flight. And from Qatar to another airport, Hyderabad, in India. This happened on February 26th, 2022. I landed in the evening around 5:45 p.m. And I got out of the plane and I stood in line of the customs area, in the customs area. I had two passports in my hand and two boarding passes in my hand. I was standing in line, to go through the customs. At that time, I remembered this artificial intelligence, or NHI, stealing things in my apartment. It happened so many times. I'll give you a couple of examples, stealing things. So I thought, what if this this NHI steals things again from me and gives me, hassles. Within a few seconds, an incredible force pulled one boarding pass out of my hand and left it 3 feet away from me on the floor in the blink of an eye. The boarding pass didn't fall from my hand to the floor. It just disappeared from my hand and appeared 3 feet away on the floor in the blink of an eye, like a fraction of a second. And I felt some incredible invisible force pull that boarding pass out of my hand. I felt it. Imagine somebody pulling a boarding pass out of your hand.
Jerking it out of your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Some jerking feeling, That's exactly what happened. And I instantly knew, oh my God, this thing is following me even in the airports, So
it's reading your thoughts too. I mean, it's
exactly, totally reading your thoughts. It is reading my private thoughts. And it is performing actions in my personal space that only I can see and I can perceive, for example, because it's happening to me. So if it happened to you, then you will perceive too, like this thing happened. Oh, shit. Something pulled this boarding pass out of my hand and left it on the floor 3 feet away in the airport.
It just appeared 3 feet away.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. In the blink of an eye. It didn't fall from my hand. the boarding pass.
You know you had it in your hand. You look down and like, okay, I got my two boarding passes.
Yeah, yeah, it's still two boarding passes in my hand, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
That's unreal. That is so creepy and unreal.
I know. It's like unbelievable, you know. I never actually, personally, you know, I didn't believe in aliens and all that stuff, you know, 20 years ago. I didn't, you know. I mean, but in the last few years, after all these experiences, then I concluded there is something. There is something in the air. I don't know if it is artificial intelligence developed by our government, American government, or it is really an alien intelligence, like Jim Semivan, the CIA agent, said. He used the word non-human intelligence, and it is living with us on this planet.
Like it's layered on top of our existence or something.
Exactly. It exists like in other dimensions,
right.
Like maybe, you know, quantum dimension or some other dimension. But it can see us. It can read our brain. It can read our private thoughts. And it can interact with us, you know, almost instantly.
Oh, that's creepy and scary. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, it is.
Goosebumps when you said that. Oh, wow.
You know,
have you, Tyrone, have you ever met anybody else? I know this guy's talking about it, and I am going to look him up. And I really need all the names of the people that you just, that you mentioned, so I can find their videos and information to pass along to our listeners here. But,
yeah, sure.
Have you ever met anyone else experiencing activity on the same level that you are over a long period of time?
Not at this level. I read something on internet. There is a woman. Her name is Lisa Becker. I think she lives in Florida now. She used to live in Minnesota a few years ago. She wrote her experiences on some website. And she said, when she came home, you know, she used to have a small business. And when she got home after business hours, somebody put pennies in her living room, you know, threw pennies on the carpet, a lot of pennies and stuff like that. She experienced a few things like that. And she mentioned it on some website. Her name is Lisa Becker. I might have the website link. And if I do, I will email it to you. But nobody, no other American or no other person on the planet experienced these things at my level, because I experienced these things like several hundred times. And I'll give you another proof that these things are real. For example, I told my doctor in Los Angeles, right, all these things, that these things are happening to me. And he didn't believe me. And guess what happened? The NHI, this non-human intelligence, demonstrated its powers to my doctor because he didn't believe me. And this is what happened. In my next appointment, when I met him, he told me one day he was in the clinic all by himself after business hours, and he received a fax. So he decided, okay, I'll pick it up a little later. That's what he thought. And then after maybe 15, 20 minutes, he went to pick up the fax. And the fax disappeared. He was all alone. The clinic was locked. And he kept searching for the fax because it was very important from some pharmacy company or something like that. And after half an hour, he found it under the microwave. He told me he was terrified. He didn't understand how the fax disappeared from the fax machine and ended up under the microwave.
Oh, wow. The fax paper. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, the fax paper. Exactly. Yeah. He told me the clinic was locked. He was all alone. He told me he was terrified. And then I told him, I told my doctor that because he didn't believe me, the non-human intelligence demonstrated its godlike powers to him. Because he didn't believe me. Because the non-human intelligence read his mind, his private thoughts. Oh, this doctor didn't believe what Tarun said. So it demonstrated to him by making the fax paper disappear from the fax machine and making it appear under the microwave.
Unbelievable. That's just wild and creepy and scary. Has anything else happened? Did he believed you after that, didn't he?
Yeah, he believed me after that because it happened to him.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else? Was it just that one time? So it just demonstrated, you know, hey, you know, I'm real or this is really happening, or has it continued for him as well?
After that, I don't think he experienced, you know, this non-human intelligence.
Anymore?
That was the only time.
Okay.
Because, you know, because he's a doctor, so this artificial intelligence, it doesn't want to demonstrate to a doctor too many times because people will believe him, right? Believe him, right? If he tells the public, these things are, you know, happened to me. These things happened to me. This NHI is real. There is some alien intelligence living with us on this planet. And it can read our brain. It can read our minds. It can read our private thoughts, emotions, and memories. And it is interacting with us. So he will have more credibility than me, right? I'm an ordinary person, but he's a doctor. So that's why this NHI demonstrated to him only once.
Got you.
Because it doesn't want people to believe, you know, victims like me, for example.
Man, this is really creepy. And tell me, has it affected any, like, you said you were a computer programmer. Is that what you're still doing? Are you still doing that? Or?
Yeah, I'm still doing kind of freelancing right now.
Freelance. Okay. Does it affect your computer and do things that you know that you didn't do?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Your work.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes when I'm working on my laptop, for example, you know, this NHI reads my private thoughts and opens different types of applications. The apps open on their own, you know, as secret coded messages.
What do you mean secret coded messages? What do you mean?
I'll give you a couple of examples. For example, let's see. Okay. For example, let's say if I'm working on my laptop, right? And I have two laptops. I'm working, you know, simultaneously. At home, for example, and I usually use a mouse, you know, to work on my laptop because I can do things fast. So I use a mouse connector, you know, with a USB mouse to move the mouse fast, and you know, because I'm like I said before, I have a third eye, which means my reflexes are very fast. So I like to do things fast. So I turn to the laptop on the left for a few seconds at home. And then I worked on this left laptop for 30 seconds. And then I turned to the laptop on the right side. In the 30 seconds, this non-human intelligence turned the mouse upside down on the mouse mat. It turned upside down. So this is
That's
how
wicked.
It is, you know. Yeah, it's impossible, right?
With you sitting there, you're sitting right next to
it. It's right in front of me. Yeah, right in front. So it is playing games with me and, you know, psychologically torturing me. You know? And it's so hard for me to explain these things because nobody believes these things, right? Nobody knows about this non-human intelligence, this artificial intelligence, whatever it is, you know. So nobody will believe it. So I didn't even tell anybody, you know, for the first 10 years because I was scared. If I tell people, they will think I have some psychological problems. So, you know, you can imagine how much mental torture I suffered because I can't tell anybody. You know, but I'm experiencing all these things. But now I'm opening up because now I know these things are real because these experts told us, right? The CIA agent, this historian, he wrote a book, Homo Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. He sold like 12 million copies. He's very famous. You probably heard of him. His name is Yuval, Yuval. Yuval.
Y-U-V-A-L. Noah. Okay, go ahead. Continue with the spelling again.
Yeah. Y-U-V-A-L. Yuval. Middle name is Noah. N-O-A-H. Last name is Harari. H-A-R-A-R-I. Harari. If you go to YouTube and, you know, punch in his name, you'll get plenty of videos. And just say, just type in his name and another word, artificial intelligence. Then you'll get plenty of videos. I will email them anyway. I'll email to you after this podcast is done.
That'd be great. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's really wild. Let me ask you something. Have you explored maybe having, you know, someone like a psychic medium or someone do a reading or try to see, you know, what's around you, what type of energy you have around you, or look at your aura or anything like that to see what's happening with
it? No, I haven't done it yet. Maybe I'll do it in the future. You know, I'll try to find some, you know, experienced psychic to see if they can find something, but I haven't done it yet.
I know some, and I can recommend some people. I'd be interested to see what they say about, you know, your energy around you. If you definitely have something going on. It's so creepy and weird. Does it still scare you, or are you used to it now?
I got used to it. You know, in the initial stages, I felt a little uncomfortable, you know, because at that time I didn't know who is doing it. Why are they doing it? I thought maybe some human beings are doing it. You know, they enter my apartment when I was not there and moving around things just to mentally torture me at that time. But with time, after I figured it out that these things are being done by NHI or, you know, AI, I don't have any fear anymore because I got used to all these things every day, you know, for years. So, you know, I just don't care anymore. It's very uncomfortable, you know, because it is artificially interfering with my life every day, you know, doing all these things. So I cannot conduct my, you know, my natural life the way I want because my brain is preoccupied with all these, you know, magic-like acts, these poltergeist-like activities. And I also will give you a couple of things, other examples. For example, this happened in San Jose, California. I had two Motorola Razr phones. At that time, Motorola Razr phones were very, you know, popular before iPhone came. So I had two of them. One is from T-Mobile and the other one is from Metro PCS. So I locked my bedroom door. At that time, like I told you, at that time, I didn't know about this NHI or AI. So my natural habit is to place the two cell phones side by side on the end table right next to my bed and go to sleep. And that's what I do every day. That's what I did. One day, when I woke up in the morning, the two cell phones were on top of each other. Go figure.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. This is real. 100% real. This artificial intelligence or alien intelligence, it can move even heavy items. That's when, you know, so when I look back, you know, into the past, that's how I figured it out. Oh, shit. All these things were being done by this alien intelligence, which exists, which is living with us on this planet. And that's exactly what CIA agent, he had 25 years experience, Jim Semivan. He worked for CIA for 25 years. And he said he also experienced this kind of poltergeist-like activities since 1990.
That's just unbelievable. That really is unbelievable. Yeah. What about other heavy objects? Like, is that the heaviest object you've ever seen it affect?
No.
Or what else has it done?
It has done, for example, this happened in Los Angeles. It was in 2011, I think. I was in Los Angeles at the time, living in LA. And there was a DVD rack right next to me. This was in 2010. At that time, we were still using DVDs. It wasn't, you know, passe at that time. So I had a DVD rack about 2 feet away from my bed. And so I said, okay, I want to watch a movie. So I got up from the bed, went to the DVD rack. I had a lot of movies at that time, you know, DVDs. So I picked one and opened the DVD and kept it on the bed. And I was looking for another DVD. And I thought in my mind, I should make sure that I don't sit on the DVD by mistake and break it, you know, because I left it right next to the pillow. And within 35 to 40 seconds, I heard a cracking sound. And the DVD broke. I looked at the DVD and it broke. There was a crack on the DVD. This is real.
Nothing. It just broke by itself.
Absolutely nothing. It just broke. And I heard the sound, like a cracking sound, like somebody broke it. It was done by this artificial intelligence or alien intelligence. This happened in Los Angeles in 2011.
That's just crazy and unreal.
It is crazy, yeah.
Wow.
And it has such godlike powers. And this Yuval Noah Harari, he said, this artificial intelligence, or maybe alien intelligence, has godlike powers. It can do literally anything it wants. That's what he said.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I have so many of these experiences. It's like unbelievable, and since I'm perceiving these things so fast, like I said before, this alien intelligence or NHI, it can read our private thoughts. And just like it is reading my private thoughts, I am also reading its thought process. So that's why it is so obsessed with me, and it keeps demonstrating these things to me almost every day.
Do you think it's trying to communicate with you in some type of way? I mean, have you ever had a message or something written down or something on your computer messages, or anything like that?
Yes. It can access my computer. And let's say if I'm typing some emails or, text messages on the phone, sometimes it adds letters or words to what I'm typing. Sometimes it inserts number 8 to tell me, a few years ago, I thought, why am I suffering all these things? Why me? I thought maybe my birth date is 8. Maybe, 8 is my unlucky number. That's what I thought. Within a few minutes, I received a phone call from 888-888-8888. It's not a coincidence. Please trust me. Please believe me.
I believe you. I totally believe. Wow.
Otherwise, why would I, why would I remember all these things? This happened.
I don't believe in coincidences anyway. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
So it reads my private thoughts and, performs its own actions like almost instantly. This thing happened in 2008 in San Jose. And I had so many experiences, I can write a book. Actually, I documented everything, right?
To write a book.
I was in, exactly.
Yeah, you need to write a book.
Yeah. So in Las Vegas, like 3 years ago in 2019 or 2020, 2021, 3 years ago. So I was taking a shower and I was thinking, should I write a book about all these things? And I thought, if I write a book, I will lose all my privacy, That's what I thought. So I got out of the shower and I went into the closet. And my jacket was reversed. My light jacket was reversed. This artificial intelligence reversed the jacket to tell me, yeah, you will lose your privacy. It's like your life will, be opened up to the whole world. I will lose my privacy. That's how it communicated with me. You will lose your privacy. And it also read my private thoughts that I will lose my privacy. So it informed me, yes, you will, by reversing my jacket on the hanger.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I have never heard of anything like this before. I mean, did he say like this CIA agent, did he say like why they're doing it or why they're here or what they want or anything like that?
I haven't read anything, what he said about aliens, except those few lines that I told you, a few minutes ago. I might have missed, I might not have read everything he said about aliens or alien intelligence. Because he revealed these things, I think, just a few months ago, like last year, I think. But I do believe there is something which is living with us. And another intelligence agent, his name was redacted. He said, this is called like a digital super intelligence. A few months ago, 6 months ago, I think, have you seen this movie Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning? That's the latest Mission Impossible movie.
I haven't seen it, but my son, he watches all of them. What happened in it? They talked about something like this.
Exactly. So in this movie, they talked about this digital superintelligence, which exists in the air all around the world.
Oh my God, you got to be kidding me.
Hey, I'm not. You can see the movie and you'll see this digital superintelligence. It exists in the air all around the world. And it has two keys, So whoever has the two keys will control this digital superintelligence and they will control the whole world.
They say that they tell us exactly what they're doing in movies.
Yeah, exactly. Because CIA, controls Hollywood. So they basically include all these bits and pieces of technologies they have, you know, in these movies.
You know, there's a reason for that. They said it's for karmatic reasons, so they don't suffer karma. If they tell us and we don't, you know, we don't say no or agree, you know what I'm saying? If we agree to it and we don't rise against that, then they have permission, basically, to do it.
So, and I'll give you a few more examples. I mean, I experience these things almost literally every day for the last, you know, 20 years, several hundred times, you know. So it'll be a great book. I'll think about writing a book. So I'll give you a few more things. How I interacted with this NHI. In Las Vegas, for example, like I told you before, right? On a different day, when I took a shower and went into the closet, the hangers started moving on their own. After I entered the closet, some of the empty hangers, they started moving on their own.
What do you mean, like shaking back and forth or?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shaking back and forth. On their own. I didn't even touch anything. And I was alone in the apartment.
Wow.
So this is, you know, absolutely crazy. And now I'm not afraid to tell the public, you know, to tell the world that these things are real. Because I'm not afraid. I don't care anymore. If anybody thinks I have psychological problems, you know, it's their problem. They are ignorant. They don't want to, you know, they have closed minds. They don't want to accept, you know, things that other people experience. You know, if I experience these things only like a few times, you know, 10 to 15 times, you know, you can attribute that to coincidences or something else. But I experienced these things for 20 years, nonstop, literally every day. And I can even read that NHI's thought process. I'll give you another example. This will prove that I can read the NHI's thought process. So one day, I called my friend and I wanted to tell him something. So I called him. About 45 seconds into conversation, my friend told me exactly the same thing that I wanted to tell him. And I thought, oh shit, he said the same thing to me that I wanted to tell him. Right? So I privately thought in my mind. And I spoke to him for a couple of minutes. And the conversation was over. I hung up the phone. And I decided to go out for a walk. So I was wearing sandals. Right? I put my left leg into the left sandal. And the right leg into the right sandal, I was about to put it. But before my right leg touched the right sandal, that sandal turned 180 degrees in anti-clockwise direction, exactly 180 degrees, on its own. So the secret coded message is, it is telling me, that NHI is telling me, that it read my private thoughts, what happened on the phone with my friend. It is telling me, you wanted to tell your friend something, but your friend told you exactly the same thing. So it turned the right sandal exactly 180 degrees, anti-clockwise direction. So that sandal is facing me. Do you see?
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's exactly how it communicated with me. And I also read its private thoughts, right? Like once the sandal was moved 180 degrees, my brain figured it out, you know, the entire mystery, why it was moved, who moved it, and why it was moved. I figured it out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
My brain processed the entire mystery in 2 seconds. Which means I can read what it is thinking, that non-human intelligence is thinking, right?
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Conclude, right? If it is true, you can conclude that I read the thought process of the non-human intelligence.
Right.
In 2 seconds.
Right. That's unreal.
And it knows that NHI knows that I also can read its thought process just like it can read my thought process.
Unreal. That is really unreal. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever talked to it out in the ethers? Just like out in, you know, just out loud.
Yeah. If I talk out loud, it can hear me.
What if you talk out loud and tell it to do something or whatever and see if it happens?
Oh, it happened many times. I mean, it's like almost every day, uh-huh. For example. I'll give you a few more examples. I was playing a poker tournament in Las Vegas. In Bellagio Casino, this happened in 2008. I played some poker tournament and I went back to the casino hotel room in the midnight around 2 o'clock. Sometimes, you know, these poker tournaments, they last into late into the night. So around 2 o'clock in the midnight, I went back to the hotel room and it was winter. I think it was in December. It was kind of cold. So I was wearing an under t-shirt and another t-shirt on the top. So I took out my t-shirt and a $25 denomination poker chip fell from my body. It was in between my t-shirt and the under t-shirt, a $25 denomination poker chip. At that time, I was scared, you know, like, what the hell is this? How the hell did a poker chip, it was placed in between my t-shirt and the under t-shirt. I didn't understand. So after I learned about this NHI, then I figured it out. Oh, this NHI placed the $25 poker chip in between my t-shirt and my undershirt near my stomach. That's how I figured it out. Like after I found out about this NHI. So in 2017, I was playing poker at a bike casino in Los Angeles. So I remembered this incident, this NHI stealing a poker chip from my stack and putting it between my t-shirts. In 2017, I remembered that while playing poker at bike casino, Los Angeles. And after an hour, there was a break time in the poker tournament. So I walked out of the casino to get some fresh air. And then I found out there is a $1,000 tournament chip in my jacket. So this NHI read my private thoughts. Oh, you're thinking about the poker chip we put in between your t-shirt and the under t-shirt back in 2008. And then so it put another tournament chip in my jacket, the $1,000 tournament chip.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's scary because, you know, people will think I stole the chip, right?
Yeah,
because
right.
I didn't do it. So how the hell did it appear in my jacket pocket? So I had to go back and quietly put it back in my stack because people will assume, you know, that I'm doing some hanky-panky, right?
Right.
It was scary, you know, and it's a useless chip because it's not a $1,000 chip. It's a $1,000 poker tournament chip. You know, it has no value. Like, it has no dollar value.
Right.
Only like $1,000 tournament chip. So I can't, you know, throw it away. I cannot keep it at home. I have to take it back into the poker tournament area and put it back in my chip stack. And what if somebody notices that you put
that back in? Yeah, how in the world are you going to explain that, you know?
How do I explain it? You know, it was so scary. That part, I was scared of that, you know, that thing. I wasn't scared of this artificial intelligence or NHI. I was scared of what would people think, you know? Where did you get this thousand chip? Why are you putting it in your, you know, stack? Because there were CCTV cameras, right? All over the casino.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So that scared me more than anything else.
Let me ask you something. Like, have you, for one, you really should explore the idea of having maybe a small camera crew come in and maybe film you for a couple of days or something to see if they can get some of this stuff on camera. I'd be interested also to know about any electromagnetic readings in your apartment. Like, have you noticed, have you ever taken measurements yourself and try to see if they're abnormal around your person or in your house or anything like that?
No, I haven't. Okay. I only hired like private investigators to sweep my apartments in San Jose and Atlanta and sweep my, you know, cars to see if there were any GPS devices or any other electronic devices. But I didn't explore, you know, like this paranormal people, you know, take videos of me for a couple of days. I didn't do that stuff.
Okay. This reminds me also, I think this was like the second interview I've ever conducted back in 2016. There was a lady whose mother-in-law was being just tortured for years, actually a whole family. And I do remember her suffering things that you described, like whatever this energy was or entity, whatever it was, it would follow them outside the house. And like one time they said they went to go eat pizza at Pizza Hut. And before they got home, the pizza cutter that they used at Pizza Hut and the name of the server name tag was at home waiting on them when they got there. So she was saying they couldn't run from it. It was everywhere. And like her mother-in-law would say something like, you know, she couldn't get out of the bed, you know, too often. Or she would say, I feel like I'm, you know, like stuck to the bed or stuck to this bed or whatever. And she woke up and she was literally stuck to the bed. She couldn't get up. Like, wow. She was stapled or something like that to the bed, and they had to pry her off the bed. It was unbelievable what was happening to her. But like they'd go in and out, like in a room, come back, all the chairs are stacked up in some kind of crazy way that no human can possibly make balance. You know what I mean? Like crazy stuff. moving chairs from one room to another, or when they just leave the room and come back, it's done. You know, that's just impossible.
But
that really reminds me, your case reminds me of what happened to them.
Yeah.
Have you, you really need to, you know, I'm going to have to get you back on here because I'm really interested, especially if you explore having people talk to you and come in and maybe try to document some of the stuff on film or try to get some type of feeling about what's happening energetic wise, like with your space and with you and anything they can pick up on like that, like psychic mediums. I can totally recommend some really good ones.
Sure.
They don't have to be near you to do it either. They can talk to you and tell what's happening.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great if you can, you know, provide some names and, you know,
some
recommendations.
People.
I'll give you a few more examples of this, the god-like powers of this NHI. These things happened both in San Jose and Los Angeles. A couple of times, the air freshener, which was on the kitchen counter, it moved and fell on its own. Same thing happened in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, not San Jose.
What
Los
kind
Angeles
of air freshener was it? Was it a can or what was it exactly?
No, it's it's a can. The air freshener can. Like, you know, you spray it.
Yeah, spray
air.
Can. Okay.
Yeah, spray can. Yeah. So it moved and fell on the floor on its own twice. And once I was, having breakfast in Las Vegas. This happened in 2021. And while applying jam on the bread toast, I was trying to be very careful not to spill any jam on the plate or on the counter. I was, I was trying to be careful, that's all. So this NHI read my private thoughts and produced a little bit of jam on the plate out of thin air. It's like 50 to 20 grams of jam. It appeared out of thin air.
Really? Wow.
Right in front of my eyes.
This is crazy.
This NHI, it just wants to mentally torture me. And it keeps informing me that it knows what I'm thinking. And it reacts to my private thoughts.
That is just really unreal. It's very, very creepy.
Very creepy. And on a different occasion in Las Vegas, I was just watching TV and flipping channels. And I saw the movie Sleeping with the Enemy. You know, in that movie, the villain is very obsessively organized about setting up things, you know, in the kitchen cabinet or the bathroom, you know, the towels, all the items in a very organized manner, the villain. So while watching the movie, you know, I thought, oh, this guy is so obsessively, you know, organized. I'm not that organized. That's what I thought in my mind. A few seconds later, maybe a minute later, I heard a big sound from the kitchen. I was all alone. So what the hell happened? I went into the kitchen and opened the kitchen cabinet and all the items were disturbed. They were like thrown around. This NHI read my private thoughts. And
went and messed up your cabinets.
Yeah, messed up my kitchen, one of the kitchen cabinet shelves. The items, in, you know, the bottles, that spice bottles and all that stuff.
Wow.
So it basically threw them around inside the cabinet. This happened in 2021, like 3 years ago. 2021 November, I think.
Make a great case study for someone researching poltergeist-like phenomena, really.
Yeah. I experienced these poltergeist-like activities and operations for 20 years now.
I have some people I can recommend if you're open to talking to them about what's happening with you. This is just incredible, honestly.
Yeah. And I have so many experiences, you know, it will take maybe 300 pages of a book, you know, if I write a book.
Yeah, this is great. And so today, have you suffered anything? I mean, has anything happened today or yesterday?
Today, yeah. Today, I have to remember, I was busy all day today. I forgot what happened, if anything happened. But a couple of days ago, for example, let me give you a few more examples. I was, remember, like I told you, I was, I flew from Las Vegas to JFK on February 24th. So like 3 to 4 hours behind, I mean, before the flight, I got everything ready and the carry-on baggage and everything, you know, I stuffed everything. And I was about to leave my apartment and to go to the airport. And suddenly this NHI removed the screws from my carry-on baggage, completely removed the screws and the washer and everything, and left it on the floor just to mentally torture. Go figure. I mean, it is, yeah, this NHI, it's very sadistic, you know, sadistic and perverted both. On a different occasion, this happened in 2014. I used to wear, you know, a watch at that time. And I used to keep it right next to the bed on the end table. So I kept it on the end table. I always place it straight on the end table. And I went into the kitchen for a minute or so, a minute or two. And then I went back to the bedroom. I was alone. And the watch was turned. It was placed on its side instead of flat. I placed it flat on the end table. But it was, the watch was moved and it was placed on its side. So this NHI did it just to mentally torture me, you know. It always does things opposite of my natural habits.
Just to show you that it can do it, yeah. And you know you didn't. Anything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. It can do anything it wants and there's nothing I can do. There is nothing I can do to protect myself. That's exactly what it tells me every day. So the message is, you just have to live with it. That's it. That's exactly what it tells me.
Do you have any suggestions for people that may be experiencing things, you know, the same kinds of things that you are?
My advice is, if they want to live happily and if they want to have mental peace, completely ignore this NHI. Completely ignore. Just don't bother. Don't think about it. Just carry on with your life. You know, do whatever you're doing in your natural, you know, in your life. Normal things, that's it. Just completely ignore. Because if you interact with it, it will continuously torture you, mentally and physically both. That's one advice. Second item is, most likely, very few people will be, you know, will perceive these things. Because like I told you, I have extraordinary perception ability. Even though these things are happening to, you know, some other people, they may not be noticing all these things, or they may not be perceiving these things, even though these things are happening to them also. You see what I'm saying? Because my brain is so extra sensitive, like hypersensitive to these things that happen in my personal space. So if people want to have mental peace, they should completely ignore these things. That's the best advice I can give them.
Got you. This has been really an eye-opening conversation. I haven't heard anything like this, actually. I'm very, very thankful that you were, you know, you agreed to come on the show and share your experiences. Please make sure you reach back out to me if you decide to ever have some of these people come in and try to help you figure out what's happening or see what they can pick up, you know. And help you if you want to stop it. You know, I'd be interested in that as well. Do you want it to stop?
I don't think anybody can stop these things. It would be impossible, because how can anybody stop this NHI, for example?
Right.
There is another doctor. His name is Dr. Bill Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, Bill Deagle. He said the same thing about this alien intelligence. But he called it silicon nano machines. He said these silicon nano machines is alien intelligence. And he said it exists in the air.
That's unreal. Almost like smart dust or something. I heard them say something about smart dust or something.
Yes, smart dust, Forbes magazine published a column in 2010, I think. And that column clearly said the smart dust, which exists in the air, it can interact with us. It can read our human thoughts. That's what the column said. Forbes magazine published it in 2010, I think.
Unbelievable. Really is.
So, and I hope, you know, your audience watches this podcast and, listens to this podcast and accept that all these things are real. And I hope they don't think I have psychological problems. Like I said, I'm a very rational and logical thinking person. A doctor in Los Angeles tested my IQ. And I scored 128. I still have a copy of the report. So I can prove that I don't have any psychological problems, and I can think very rationally and logically, and I can see the big picture. You know, I hate to say it, but it's a fact. I can see the big picture better than any human being on the planet because of my third eye. You know, that capabilities. I was born with a gift, but unfortunately, my gift makes me look like I'm delusional or schizophrenic. That's how it makes me look, you know.
When you say you scored 128, what is that? Is that your IQ score?
IQ test.
Okay.
Yeah,
IQ scored a 114, yeah. So I don't feel so bad.
Oh. No.
That's
114 is pretty good.
Is it pretty good? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can do better if I retake it, you know, but that's my first try. So, awesome. I really appreciate your time. Tyrone Ravi, my special guest. Tyrone, many blessings to you, and I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to, you know, talk to you and doing this podcast for, you know, so I can share my knowledge and my experiences and my ordeal with your, you know, audience. And I really appreciate it. And I hope other people, other podcasters, you know, notice and watch this. I mean, listen to this podcast, and hopefully they will give me exposure so I can also share my knowledge, you know, on a wider scale with our fellow Americans and the world public. So they understand these things are real, and, you know, so we can, you know, really understand what is humanity, what is our future, who is driving, you know, our future, the human species future. Maybe aliens are, you know, directing our future. I don't know yet, but it appears as if an alien form of intelligence is living with us on this planet, and it is directing our future. That's how it appears, artificially altering our lives every day in one way or the other by creating relationships, you know, between people, breaking up relationships, you know, things of that nature. That's how it appears.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.